SOP number 43.
This is the Digital Slob, Kurt Brando from the Digital Slob Pod podcast, and you're listening to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Sit down fast, because if you're tardy one more time, you'll be sent to podcasting detention.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
I don't feel tardy. Hey, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, and this is the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. Got kind of, I know you're like going, Dave, wait, it's not Monday. What are you doing in my aggregator? Well, it's a special show, and I'll explain why. I just found out something that I went, whoa. I need to let you guys in on this. Let's get all the business stuff out of the way. To send me an email, like my buddy Kurt did, from digitalslobpod.com. That's digitalslobpod.com. Thank you very much, Kurt. Send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can also phone it in, 888-563-3228. You can also leave comments out in the show archives at schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to know more about our hours of tutorials and our hundreds of resources for podcasters, simply go out to schoolpodcasting.com. And don't forget, if you're coming to California in September for the Podcasting Expo, look me up. I'll be doing a seminar there Friday on planning your podcast, avoiding the ready, fire, aim syndrome of your podcast. Look forward to meeting a lot of folks there. That'll be a lot of fun. But today, got a quick show to talk about the Podcast Awards. And you're like, Podcast Awards? Dave, what are those? Well, here's how we'll learn together.
Now, hear this.
Want to know who decides what the best podcast is? You do. The 2006 Podcast Awards nominations are underway.
Here's all the details.
Go to podcastawards.com right now and nominate your favorite podcasts. Categories include technology, entertainment, sports, comedy, and more. Nominate and vote for your favorite podcasts. Plus, find new ones to subscribe to today at podcastawards.com. Brought to you by Podcast Connect, Inc., the world's leading innovator in podcast marketing.
Okay, so the time to be nominated is coming short. I believe, if I remember right, it was the 15th that you have. Yeah, nominations will halt on July 15th, 2006. So that's not too far away. So if you're going to bug your listeners to say, hey, when you're done voting for me at Podcast Alley, please go over to podcastawards.com and vote for me. Now, last year they gave away over $4,500 worth of prizes in cash, including a really nice Heil 40, I think, microphone Adam Curry got. Speaking of that, Adam Curry won last year for Best Produced, and this week in tech, my buddy Leo. Leo is the nicest guy. I met him in California. This week in tech, not eligible for People's Choice Awards. Both those won last year, not eligible this year. That's kind of cool. Leaves it open, so they can't bogart those awards. But here, the eligibility, you have to have an active podcast on or before May 1st of this year, created a minimum of 8 podcasts before July 1st, and here's the one that was the big surprise, a valid RSS feed with enclosures. Failure to have a valid RSS feed will automatically disqualify the podcaster. Now, here's my chain of events, okay? I use Libsyn for my host. Love those guys. Libsyn.com. I use WordPress for my RSS feed, using PodPress for my iTunes. Well, actually, I use PodPress more for the Flash player. And somewhere between FeedBurner, which I also use, and PodPress and Libsyn, somewhere in there, somebody's doing my iTunes tags. Speaking of which, last Friday, iTunes redid all their categories, messed everything up. Libsyn has updated their categories, as has FeedBurner, and I'm pretty sure by the time I sneeze, Dan at PodPress will have updated PodPress. He's an updating fool, he is, that Dan. And so, to my surprise, I went over to the Feed Validator at feedvalidator.org, put in my RSS feed, and it looked like a highlighter exploded on the page. You see, it highlights in yellow all of your mistakes. And here I have all this HTML where it's not supposed to be, and I didn't separate my keywords with commas and blah, blah. I'm going to be busy to fix, to actually make my RSS officially valid. Now, what's the head scratcher is I've tried this feed in, you know, Word. I've tried it in, obviously, Juice and iTunes and other aggregate. Never, ever had a problem. But apparently, it's not valid. So if you were nice enough to go over to Podcast Awards and nominate this podcast for something, please, anything. My father didn't love me enough when I was growing up. I'm feeling very goofy. Or the Musician's Cooler or Sloppy Podcast or Best of the Worst Podcast, any of those podcasts. Go over and do that. But that means I got to go check all my feeds now and make sure that they are valid. So I know that sure surprised me. It was valid many moons ago, but that's when I had no shows in the feed. So, surprise, in the words of the immortal Gomer Pyle, surprise, surprise, surprise. So, that was interesting. So, speaking of Libsyn, Libsyn and Kiptronic, we've talked about them in the past, about how they have their advertising thing going on there at Kiptronic. And if you're like, well, you know, because we talked about Blueberry in the last show. That's another Todd Cochran thing. Podcast Awards is a Todd Cochran thing, who also does podcasternews.com. And Blueberry, we said last week, is really, it's a big network of podcasters that you can join for free. And it's much easier to sell advertising to a network than it is a single show. Well, Kiptronic is another service that ties in with Libsyn that you can get advertisers from. Well, of course, if you're still building your audience, you may not be attracting that many advertisers yet. Well, I just want to let you know there are some advertisers there. It's a different spin on things, and that is one I think is for a poker site, and one is for the some sort of iPod Nano giveaway thing. Now, this is a different type of advertising. The fact that you don't actually get paid unless your audience takes action. So if they sign up for the poker thing, you get like $75. If they sign up for the iPod Nano thing, you get a certain amount of cash. So it's a different type of advertising, but it is there, and you can. I've actually tried this; it does work. And in my case, I have the one for poker. See, with poker, I thought, like, every time I heard people talking about Texas Hold'em, I thought it was like some deleted scene from Brokeback Mountain. I'm completely out of the poker loop. So I made my own ad, and it's now inserted in front of my Best of the Worst podcast. So it does work, and it's very easy to do if you don't mind, of course, you know, adding a little advertising into your podcast. So those are some new things that are going on. The biggest thing I wanted to alert you guys of was this podcast awards. Number one, some of you that weren't around last year may not know that this is going on. And number two, if you do nominate yourself or have your fans nominate you, you might want to make sure your feed is valid. And that, of course, is at feedvalidator.org. Now, the other thing that I think is interesting about that, I'm going to do this one live because it is a live show. I'm going to go over to Adam Curry's website, being the podfather and all. And I've got his... here's his RSS feed, and does it pass validation? No. So this is where I really scratch. Now, his isn't as bad as mine. His problem is a WFW comment RSS should be WFW comment RSS. I don't get that. So, you know, avoid content encoded. This is some sort of thing. So... I'm going to have to ask Todd, how valid does your, you know, let's go over to Todd. Let's just do this live. Geek News Central. You know Todd's is going to be right on the money. But wouldn't it be funny? All right, full RSS feed. I'm going to copy his shortcut. We're going to throw it into Feed Validator. Can you feel the tension? what will happen. All right, I hit validate. Yeah, and of course, Todd's is absolutely perfect. That stinking Todd Cochran. All right, so, you know, if you want it. Now, what's the big deal? Maybe you don't want this award, and that is true. But here's the thing I thought of. If you're looking for sponsorship, wouldn't it be cool to say, hey, I was the People's Choice winner in 2006? That would look good on a resume. So that's why I wanted to point that out. The whole RSS thing. Me and Adam Curry need to go work on our feeds. So with that, we're going to call it a day. Thank you for tuning in to The Morning Announcements. I'm Dave Jackson. Check us out at schoolpodcasting.com or the show archive at schoolpodcasting.net. You can contact me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Until we meet again, class dismissed.